Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Should the Bengals not playing their starters Saturday change anything about the Bears' plan for their starters?
Hub?
No.
All right, I mean, simple.
Bengals can
go to the break.
Yeah, Bengals can do whatever they want. You know, I don't know what impact that has on the Bears. I'm sure they'll be frustrated if they don't get their starters a little bit and get to compete against them, but I don't see how it has any impact on the Bears.
Does it? I mean, I we talked last segment about it. I want to see more of Caleb Williams and the starters, but in terms of the experience, because they always talk about the difference from going to college to the pros. There are a lot of them, but the number one thing you hear a lot of guys talk about is the speed of the game. Mm-hmm. Is the speed of the game diminished when Caleb Williams is going against second and third stringers? Is he getting less out of those reps than he would be going against the Bengals starters in that game?
I don't really think it is, because the reason these guys were drafted or signed as free agents, I'm talking about the rookies, is because they run as fast as everybody else in the NFL. So the speed is going to be there. Now, whether they're using that speed the same, that is an advantage, you know, that you'd like to have that you're not going to get. But again, that's why they're preseason games. So I just don't think it's a big factor one way or the other.
No.
Okay.
Because no.
Thank you, Steve. Now, the great Steve Stone helping me out with my answer. I agree with Hub. Now, Rami, I think you bring up something that's very interesting that I didn't think about till you just said it. With the Bengals starters not being in there, does that change the meaningfulness of the rep that Caleb Williams is potentially taking? Maybe, maybe not. I could see both sides of that argument. But if he comes out, he being Eberflus today, and says, we've decided... And I don't want to hear because of the Bengals. We've decided we're not playing, but the plan is for the starters to play a full half Thursday night in Kansas City. I'll live with that. I can. I don't agree with it, but I'll live with it. But I need a definitive answer now. I feel bad for Bears fans who probably went to the secondary market at halftime of the Bills game last Saturday and gobbled up preseason tickets to be there when Caleb Williams took his first snaps as a Bears quarterback, even in a preseason game. Because I bet that market was on fire last Saturday afternoon.
It was, because I thought about it, because I'm going to the Cubs game Saturday. I was like, let's make a weekend out of it. Let's
go do the double. Is a double an option?
But I decided against it because of what you said. I'm going to pay all that money for a ticket, and I don't really know who I'm going to see, for how long I'm going to see him. But ultimately, and it comes back to what Dustin said when we were talking about it, one of the other pick six questions, have you seen enough from Caleb Williams? Even if you're going against the backups, it's just the routine of playing an NFL game, of the lead up to it, of what you're doing pre-snap at the line, of what you're doing after the snap and making adjustments like we saw him do on that long third down run last week. And honestly, if it's the backups and you can run up a little bit on them, get a few, two or three good drives and finish with touchdowns, Hub, you know as well as I do what confidence can mean to a guy, especially lining up under the center. Just let him go, even if it's on the scale of easy to very hard of facing NFL teams, even if it's closer to the easier end, there are benefits of that, of him going out and lighting it up a little bit and saying, hey, I can do it at this level. You know what I mean?
Guys, just keep in mind, the starters did not play a down in the opener in the Hall of Fame game. If history is our guide, the starters are not going to play in the last preseason game. They only played the first two series last week. There's no excuse for the starters not to get some playing time this week. I just don't understand it. I'm sorry. And I'm trying to be careful with Flus and everything they're doing. But this is one area that I think is clear. They got to get some playing time. Why play these games if you're not going to play any of the guys who matter?
I'm kind of on the same page as Dustin when he says if it's not this week, it's going to be next week, because that is the pattern usually. Starters will get about a quarter in one preseason game, and they'll get about a half in another preseason game, and not much, if anything, at all in the other two preseason. Well, this usually there's three. This year they have four. So if they wanna maneuver the schedule a little bit and get those that half of snaps in the fourth and final preseason game, I'd be okay with that. But I would like to know that going in, and I agree, I would feel bad for the fans who bought tickets for that game.
And people will talk about the fourth extra game, but keep in mind the starters didn't play, so that right. Doesn't matter. It's meaningless.
Yeah, if anything, that was just a bonus for the guys who are trying to show something and make the roster. So we all want to see Caleb Williams and the starters for an extended period, no matter what the Bengals do this week. That is Hub Arkish. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We are in for Mully and Haw this weekend, and we are taking you right up to the Scores Radiothon. Chicago, the Chicago Cubs, 670 to Score and Stand Up to Cancer are teaming up for Cubs for a Cure, a 24-hour radiothon hosted by Danny Parkins right here on the Score. The radiothon starts at 10 a.m. this Thursday, August 15th. That's today, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research. I'm Ron Burgundy. It said Thursday, August 15th. That's today, you guys, all right? I just read what's in front of me. And I should mention, while we're talking about the Cubs, Chicago baseball fans, come out to Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo Thursday, August 22nd. That's next Thursday, from 4:30 to 5:30 for an appearance with Ozzie Guillen and 670 The Score. Ozzie will be doing a meet and greet in the sports book area and mingling poolside. Man, mingling poolside with Ozzie Guillen, that sounds fun. So be ready to talk some baseball. That's next Thursday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. Again, I'm Rami Makhlouf. That's Hub Arkish. We are in for Mully and Haw this morning.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.